Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The public has two more opportunities for input on what they would like to see in Rhinelander's parks. A city committee has been meeting as part of putting together a master use plan for the parks. Oneida County UW Extension's Miles Alexander says after a dispute arose last year over use of the parks, the city put together the task force to see how the public wanted future park use.
So there's someone from nine different park user groups, including city council, who have been meeting every other Thursday and more to provide information for the public.
Alexander says they want the public to consider several different questions.
What all happens in Rhinelander parks, what's needed for those activities, what they think is most important, what's urgent, and how they, what their dreams are for the park, what their hopes are. We also need to try and figure out a little bit more about what may be possible ways of long-term funding for the park that is fair to all users.
The public input events are set for Tuesday, April 18th and Thursday, April 20th from 6 to 7:30 at Rhinelander High School Commons. More information is available through Alexander at UW Extension or the City of Rhinelander. A dispute over taking care of the roads in Lac des Flambeaux between the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and the town of Lac des Flambeaux has led to a meeting next week. WXPR's Ken Crawl reports.
George Thompson is the tribe's program manager for the Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Roads Department. He says the town filed paperwork with the Bureau of Indian Affairs in 1919 concerning roads in place at the time. He says the tribe then lacked the means to maintain the roads until 1935.
Because we were in such a working relationship, a good working relationship at the time with not just Lac des Flambeaux, but a couple of other surrounding townships, we kept these agreements going until about the mid to late 70s, when the tribe started entering into the Self-Determination Act.
Thompson says they've worked hard to have a government that has the same functions as in any other town, as in roads, infrastructure, and safety of the public. Thompson says the relationship with the town of Lac des Flambeaux has been touch and go. He says overall the roads are in good shape, but there are safety concerns.
Narrow right-of-ways that have trees right off the edge of the asphalt, old stumps, lighting issues that need to be addressed because they're, a high population of pedestrians using them. We have done previous co-ops with the town of Flambeaux to address multiple safety issues on these roads in the past, but we're just not there up to, the current standards.
Thompson says they did do some road safety audits that reflected concerns about sharp corners, improper signage, and other issues. He says the tribe has a concern for everyone coming to the reservation, and they want to make sure their experiences are good. Thompson says they're looking forward to a joint meeting on April 20th to resolve the ongoing issues. We contacted the town of Lac des Flambeaux for a response, but did not get a call back in time for this story. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
Public health agencies in Oneida, Vilas, and Forest counties and tribal departments are collaborating on a comprehensive long-term plan for the Northwoods. The plan addresses a number of issues, but as Oneida County Community Health Specialist Christy Ostreich says, three areas of concern stand out.
We want to look at AODA, or alcohol and other drug abuse, mental health, and then chronic diseases. So those are kind of the three health areas that came out. But as we were interviewing people and looking at the data, so we're also going to focus on health equity, increasing access to care, and then looking at life across the whole lifespan.
She says the plan will focus on certain age groups and says the health agencies are looking at strategies to reach the goals they have laid out.
We always welcome, the public to give input, or the public if they want to get involved, if, mental health or chronic disease, they're really passionate about, they can contact the health department and we can get them in touch with our area coalitions working on each of those areas. Or if they just, have some advice, we're more than welcome to listen to it.
Ostreich says the plan is closely linked to the state's Healthiest Wisconsin 2020 plan, also known as Everyone Living Better Longer. Contact your local public health office for more information. And your forecast for tonight: rain showers, snow showers, and freezing rain likely, possibly mixed with some sleet. Otherwise, cloudy skies, lows around 29 degrees. Your Tuesday, a chance of freezing rain in the morning time, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs near 42 degrees. That's your news for this Monday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.